Hello.
Hello.
Who do we have on the line?
Hi, I'm here, Donna. Autumn. Autumn's here.
Hi, Autumn.
Dee is here.
And who else is here?
Joanne.
Yeah, Dee. Great.
Dee is here.
Okay.
Charlene.
Charlene.
Carlene.
Yes.
And who was that?
Carlene here.
Charlene and Anne and Autumn. And who else?
Joanne.
Here.
Joanne. Great. I'm so glad. Well, I'm just getting started. This is going to be a real interesting class. The more I read about water and studied it and watched this movie called Flow, which stands for the love of water, F-L-O-W. I was just overwhelmed with what I wanted to share and let everybody know. I didn't know a lot of it myself. But just to give you a little preview before we get started, there are huge companies. We call them the World Bank. They're the CEOs of a lot of companies, and they are in what we call the World Bank. And they are buying up water rights all over this planet. And there are places now on our planet that are just mud puddles because they have taken all the water from certain areas. There are farms in Michigan and other places in the United States that no longer have water for their crops, or even barely enough for their cattle. These companies have been able to grab up this water for practically nothing and bottle it. And what's going on in the bottling industry will make your ears curl. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to change this situation in a very simple way, in a heavenly way, in a spiritual way, and how to change it first in our own bodies, because our own bodies are anywhere from 70 or 75% water up to 90%, depending on how much you've been drinking. So we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. And of course, if anybody has any questions.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Minerva Reese.
Minerva.
Good. Hello.
I'm Minerva.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
John Bosley checking in.
Hi, Shola.
Hi, John. Hi, Shola.
Hi,
John. Hi.
Hi, Autumn. Hi.
Welcome. Hi.
And let's see here. I'm going to put John and Shola. Okay, it's just about ready to go. I'm thinking that Barbara is going to join us. If she does, she's going to do part of this, the first part. And but until she gets here, and since it's already 8 o'clock, I think I will go ahead, and we will get going. Mm. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
If you have any trouble at any time, just press star 6, and you'll be able to speak.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to mute all of you, and we will just go ahead and get started, because this is going to be an action-packed class tonight. So hang on here for a minute. All right. Now, because we won't be able to hear people as they come on from now on, I'm just going to go ahead as though we have a lot of people coming, because I think there will be gradually more and more people. So we'll get going. And I'll just share the first part that I always share with new people. It's impossible for us to keep track of everyone who attends the class. So I want to invite you to feel free to call or email us if you would like with any questions that you don't get answered. If you would like to meet another person in your area who is like-minded, that you could study with or share with. We have contacts from all over the United States, and many people feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated more about the Heart Center activities and their offers and their services and their updates about current happenings from the Masters, we would love to tell you, and we will put you on our regular email or our snail mail list. You'll only hear from us every few weeks, so you won't be inundated with emails, which is very trying for many of us that have computers.
Hi, Donna. It's Barbara.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm down here to where we are introducing Heart Team attendees, and Autumn is there, and if anybody else is there on our Heart Share team, just hit *6 and say your name so we know you're there so you can pray with us and do an invocation.
Dee is here.
Dee, great. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Hi, Dee.
Great.
Hi. Donna, I'm here. I could do the breathing meditation part if you desire.
Okay.
To do that.
That'd be great, Autumn. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, Barbara, you go ahead and start there after we've introduced the HeartShare team attendees. You can go on from there if you'd like.
Okay. Dee, would you be willing to do an invocation to begin our session tonight?
Are you asking?
Yes, I was going to ask, did anybody do an invocation before we got started, Donna?
Nope, we haven't done one yet.
Okay. Dee, are you available? Would you be willing to do that?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Okay. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Buddha Self and Holy of all those gathered here, we are so grateful for the opportunity to learn and to sit at the feet of the Buddha, to learn all about water, the purification of the water within and without. We are so grateful for the angels, the undines, O beloved Neptune and Luara, for being here and overshadowing us and helping us to fulfill the mandate of the Lord God Almighty in this life. We are so grateful to you, O beloved Hercules, for this labor and this opportunity for the purification of our souls. We are so grateful. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee. Appreciate it. Okay, Autumn, if you wanted to go ahead with the breathing meditation, that would be great.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so we do a breathing meditation, that's also called pranayama, at each class, and we do this to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit, our I Am Presence. So consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit. And we'll do this together. And we'll close our eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids, or you can look towards your third eye. When the eyes are closed, again, looking up towards the place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is a female gender. Thus we say her in the following meditation. So many of you have done this before, and I was thinking that we could breathe in aqua teal light color. As we do this breathing exercise, you can imagine breathing in aqua teal light into your body and as an aspect of this message tonight and of the Holy Spirit. So there's a mantra that goes with it, and I'll be saying the mantra. It's a 8 counts holding, breathing in, 8 counts holding your breath, and then 8 counts exhaling, counts. So we'll start together. So starting now, start to breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Again, I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Okay, we'll do that one more time. So breathing in, I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of. Breathe out. I breathe out. Hold. Hold out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Autumn. That was a great visualization with the aqua teal light. That's one of the five secret rays, the aqua teal ray, which are now called the crystal rays since we know what they are. They're not a secret anymore. I'm going to make a call to Archangel Michael for his protection and to Saint Germain for the violet flame action. Oh, beloved Archangel Michael in faith, captain of the hosts of the Lord, we call for your blue lightning energy to be around us, your circle and sword of blue flame to protect us wherever we are, wherever we go, and to bless our activities this night. Seal us in your grid of perfection and help us to be the fullness of all that we are. And beloved Saint Germain and Portia, we call for the transmutative action of the violet flame, and especially for all forgiveness, for all misuses of our emotional energy. The emotional body corresponds to the water element, and any misuse of the water element within our lives, we call for your healing, your sealing, your blessing, and the transmutating power of the violet flame to transmute it into pure, pure light. Now we're going to say a mantra, a prayer called Aqua Teal Waters. Donna sent you the text of that, I believe. It's in our decree books. It's 50.019, Aqua Teal Waters. It's to the five Dhyani Buddhas and the Buddha of the Aqua Teal Ray, who are very important cosmic beings as far as the purity of water is concerned, on this planet and in us. These prayers are on the back of the letter or the email we sent to you, and also in the prayer and song book. You know, it's very important to bless and cleanse the waters within our own physical body, because we're composed of between 70% and 80% water, our actual physical body. So we're mostly water ourselves. As we do this prayer, visualize a large luminescent aqua blue light coming down through the top of your head and purifying all the liquid in your body, your blood, your lymph system, and all water that's in all your cells. 50.019, Aqua Teal Waters. Together, in the name of I Am That I Am, I call to the five Dhyani Buddhas and the Buddha of the Aqua Teal Ray to manifest your living strength, your light, your wholeness, and your ever-flowing consciousness within and around me. Send your angels to be with me, to walk with me, talk with me, and stay with me. Let Aqua Teal Waters stream into the depths of my being, permeating all layers of my consciousness. Fill me through and through as I pray. We're going to do this center part three times. O living waters of aqua teal light, stream forth through my being so bright. O living waters of sacred fire, purge me now and raise me higher. O living waters, O musical stream, caress my being now through me gleam. O living waters of aqua teal light, stream forth through my being so bright. O living waters of sacred fire, purge me now and raise me higher. O living waters of musical stream, caress my being now through me gleam.
For a while, Barbara.
Pardon?
We lost you.
You did?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, my goodness. I'm here talking to myself?
Yep, but you're not now. I mean, now we've got you back, so we'll
okay.
just continue.
All right. Well, I was going to say, let's sing the thank you song.
Okay. I'll turn it on right now.
In our songbooks, it's 121,
mm-hmm.
And it's on your email or the letter that you got in the mail, if you got one. With Jesus and Master Hercules. So take it away, Donna.
Okay. I think Dee is going to share something a little bit about Hercules' background.
Oh, yes.
We pretty much know about Jesus, so we'll just talk about Hercules. Dee, you're on.
I'm here. Okay. Hercules. Hercules and Amazonia. Amazonia being the twin flame of our beloved Hercules, are the Elohim of the first ray of power, faith, and God's will. Their retreat is on the etheric plane in and over Half Dome in Yosemite National Park in Northern California. The auras of Hercules and Amazonia are charged with blue lightning, and they have an intense pink lining. Hercules was the most famous of the heroes of Greek mythology. The origin of the figures in Greek mythology is a distant soul memory of a decadent understanding that there were great beings of light who walked and talked with mankind during past golden ages. The ascended masters once walked with mankind on Atlantis, but they gradually withdrew with the fallen consciousness of mankind. El Moria has told us that the reason our beloved mighty Hercules is so close to the physical octave is that he once volunteered to embody on Earth. There came a time in Earth's history when evil was so rampant, and spacecraft and aliens, and indeed there were giants in the Earth, and there were gods, that Hercules himself did volunteer to take embodiment, to deal with those watchers, to deal with their creation, half animal, half human. And therefore he did descend in another era, and he did go forth all of his days and all of his hours to challenge those unconscious ones, and he did save the earth for you to be here again in this time. Hercules has told us that in many cases, because of his office among the seven Elohim, he is the only representative of the Godhead who can stand between mankind and their returning karma. Hercules stated once, "I promise you that each and every time you give your call to me in multiples of nine, you shall have the multiplication that you have not seen since my original physical presence in the earth." And Hercules later told us, to call on him, even if you can only offer me 3 Hercules decrees. That is enough, beloved. But call my name, and you empower me to work in your lives. Hercules came and gave us a new labor of love, which deals with the purification of water within ourselves and within and upon our earth. The masters have admonished us to master our emotional body, our solar plexus, our water body. Jesus demonstrated so well the mastery of water, turning water into wine, walking on water. Now we must become masters of our emotions. We must manifest peace within our emotional body, which will enable peace to abide outside of ourselves as well. When we are at peace and maintain the posture, we may magnetize peace. At this time in Earth's history, war and turmoil abound. Our waterways are being destroyed by radiation, pollution, and all manner of pollutants. We are 70% to 80% water. Our planet is predominantly water. If we can purify the waters within, we may assist our planet Earth to undergo this purification as well. Hercules is asking us to become like our Christ, our Lord Jesus, and master the water element within, and to help our Mother Earth in this time of travail. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Okay, we're going to go right into this discourse with David Lewis, as he was inspired by Jesus and Hercules in the past. We'll start right away. Now, this is long, and I'm not going to play every single bit of it because there's so much we want to share and get covered in this hour. So bear with me. There's a couple of times when I'll have to skip around, and during those times I'll ask a question and let Barbara be the chairperson for it and kind of help you. So here we go.
Good morning, everyone. During our World Freedom Conference near the Twin Cities in Frontenac, Minnesota, beloved Hercules came and gave us our new labor of love, which deals with the purification of the water within ourselves and within our earth. This is different from other labors that we've had within our Heart Center movement, which have primarily dealt with projects, initiatives, and endeavors to expand our movement. Why did Hercules do this? Why is it important? And what can we individually and collectively do to fulfill this great labor? This is the subject of a message from our beloved Jesus this morning, through a sermon that he would like to offer to us. Water is the gift of life from the heart of the Divine Mother for all of her children. On our planet Earth, water is essential to life. Water sustains life. Water is a vehicle through which we are born, and water is a means for communication of the life-giving essences that are essential for our evolution through our entire four lower bodies. We know that water composes 70 to 80 and even more of our total makeup in our physical body, and the same is true of the earth itself. Evolutionists feel that life evolved through water and then onto land. And even from a spiritual perspective, we can see this dynamic. We evolve from the etheric through the mental plane, through the emotional, and then into the physical. And so in one sense, they are right, although there is much more to the story that we are aware of from a spiritual perspective. Many of us are working on balancing our karma in the emotional quadrant of 100% of our being if we have balanced over 50% of our karma. And even if we have not, we are often dealing with emotional energies and frequencies through the mastery of our solar plexus and our emotional body.
We are told by the masters that God uses to help us, and incidentally, the masters are simply our brothers and sisters who have finished their lifetimes on earth and they have ascended. Anyhow, we are told by them that we must transmute at least 51% of our karma in order to finish our rounds of incarnations on earth. Now, we have 100% we have to eventually transmute, but we can do the other 49% in heavenly realms or in the etheric. We are allowed to complete this transmutation of our karmic in the etheric in heavenly realms, but they do say it's more difficult there. So we must do all that we can in this lifetime to fulfill our reason for being, transmute our karma before we pass or before we leave the planet. Hercules challenged us to do this at this time by purifying the planet's water after we purify our own ourselves spiritually, internally, our own waters, our own liquid.
We speak of liquid crystal diamond light as a flow field of energy around us to sustain us in presence and the power of our great I Am reality. And in this sense, this is a higher form of water in which we are baptized in the spiritual fire of our God presence to sustain us as divine monads, individualized identities within the universality of God. We are spirit sparks of the One, moving in the cosmic stream of the Antakarana of all life, the ocean of God's being. We are individual droplets of God's consciousness that compose the totality of all that is, and each of us is essential to fulfill our holy role of light within this great mind beingness of the One. It is essential that on earth we have pure water in order for life to be sustained at the highest spiritual vibration. We have seen, especially in the last century and more, the continuous pollution of our water, which has resulted in the compromising of our ability to sustain life at the highest level. And people drink in tainted, polluted streams, which then affect them very directly. We've seen the crisis in the Gulf of Mexico, the Valdez spill, here in Montana, near Billings and Laurel, Montana. There's been a rupture of an oil pipeline that has directly affected the Yellowstone River and people in that area. It's a massive problem, worse than what is being led onto, and the governor of Montana has even threatened to sue Exxon. There has been, as we have seen in recent weeks and months, flooding of the Mississippi, flooding of other rivers and streams and tributaries. There has been the pollution of the rain itself over a vast amount of time in recent decades, what's known as acid rain. We've seen the Fukushima disaster and its effect on the Pacific Ocean and the currents and the radiation from that event entering the water. We look at the book of Revelation and see how a third of all the waters of the earth could become tainted. We look back in time during the time of Exodus and see how the God of Israel caused the waters of Egypt to turn to blood. This is very symbolic. Did it actually happen as some envision, or was this emblematic of something deeper for us to understand? Regardless of all this, in this hour, the Master, the Elohim Hercules, has called us to work on the purification of water. And I see this very scientifically as something that each of us can engage in through our understanding of water as this carrier of the mother energy of life itself. First, we work on our inner water. We look at what we are taking in, what we are drinking, to ensure that what we are partaking of is of the highest order, the purest vibration. There are many water technologies in existence now, utilizing various methodologies to either charge, spin, purify, cleanse the water so that what we do drink in is in alignment with the natural resource of what water should be upon earth, and which, unfortunately, in this day and age, much of which has been degraded and compromised.
We'll stop here for a minute. Just stop and think about your body, how if you cut yourself, how when surgery is done, and if you were to look anywhere inside yourself, where do you find a dry spot? Nowhere. Anyway, that inner wetness, and nowadays in this heat wave, our outer wetness also. Anyway, that body that we are in must be pure in order for us to have successful results in purifying the water of this planet. You can take, and they have done this in some experiments, they've taken holy water, water that has been prayed over and treated and in reverence, and put a spoonful of it in contaminated water and checked the water a few minutes later and found it to be pure. And so we can do that with our pure water in ourselves. There is a doctor, Masaru Emoto, whom I'm sure you've heard about and you've seen the little water crystals that he takes pictures of. He discovered that positive changes to water crystals can be achieved through prayer, through classical high-level music, or by attaching written words that are positive or even negative. He can make them really make the water really bad with negative words written and attached to a container of water. And we can do this with ourselves. We can do this with ourselves as we are doing when we tonight we set up the prayer to the Akwatil Buddha using the Akwatil call. And when we sang the thank you song, we were doing that. We were using prayer, high-level music, and we were attaching, and we haven't done that, but we can attach written words to us. And when we memorize the word, or when you, if you ever do the emotional freedom technique with words in which you are tapping your body and saying the words, you are doing the same thing to the water in your body as Dr. Masaru Emoto was doing to the water in his experiment. Now, I'm going to share with you something. You can, any of you can find this on the internet or go to your library and find this. Just put in on the search engine Dr. Masaru Emoto and see what comes up. If you have a pencil and paper, his name is spelled Masaru and then Emoto. Masaru Emoto. Here's an interview, and I'm just going to share some parts of it. the interviewer said to him, "Are you able to discern whether the reaction of the water came from the vibration of the actual words that were pasted onto the bottles, or whether the intention of the person who was pasting the words onto the bottle influenced the experiment in any way?" His answer: "From continuing our experiments, we have come to the conclusion that the water was reacting to the actual words pasted or attached to the bottle." And he tells of an example. He said, "For our trip to Europe, we tried using the words 'thank you' on one bottle and 'you fool' on the other bottle. People did not understand the words that put them on the bottle. And yet we saw the bottle of water that had 'thank you' on it stay clear and clean, and we saw the pure crystals, and the bottle that said 'you fool' became dark and brackish and was unpure. It made it worse. When it's pure, there are hexagonal type snowflake figures on it," and that's my words. So then the interviewer said, "Have you found that distance made any difference when people were praying over water? For example, if people in Japan were to pray over water in Russia, would this be different from people praying over water that is right in front of them?" And Dr. Emoto said, "From that experiment, distance did not seem to matter. It was the intention and the prayers of the persons that influenced the water. Distance would not make much of a difference. What would make a difference is the purity of intent of the person doing the praying. The higher the purity of intent, the less of a difference the distance would make." So when you want to pray over your water, which is a very good thing, make sure you are in a thankful, happy, rejoicing, upbeat mood, a mood of love and gratefulness, and then pray over your water. And wait and see what happens, because your body will change. "In one of our experiments, we had some water on a table," he says, "and 17 participants all stood in a circle around the table holding hands. Then each of the participants spoke a beautiful word of their choice to the water, words like unity, love, friendship, harmony. We took before and after shots, pictures, and were able to obtain some beautiful crystalline structures as a result of this." Then the interviewer said, "Is the water influenced immediately, or does it take a long time?" Dr. Emoto said, "The water is changed instantaneously, so it doesn't take very long." And then the interviewer said, "Have you ever tested other human body fluids, such as saliva, blood, urine?" Dr. Emoto said, "Yes, we certainly have." And then he said, "However, we are not publicizing our results yet because we need to do more experiments so that we are accepted by the scientific community. Then we will publicize it." The interviewer said, "If we could imbue water with the energy of various words, for example, with the word health, could we then use the water that has that vibration in it and use it to do things like grow food and water plants?" And Dr. Emoto replied, "Some people who have read my book are experimenting with bottling tap water and taping words like love and appreciation on the bottle and using that water to drink, to water their plants, or to cut flowers. They are finding that their flowers are lasting much longer, that the plants in the garden are much more radiant, and their health is even improving." The interviewer said, "Once a certain vibration is introduced into the water, how long does the water remember or retain that crystalline structure?" Dr. Emoto said, "Some water will lose its memory quickly depending on where it's placed and what you do with it. We're referring to the crystalline structure of water as clusters. The smaller and the more abundant the clusters, the longer the water will retain its memory." Of course, you can't always take your treated water that you pray over and look at it under a microscope. But you will have to assume from what he is saying here that it will be working for you. And then he goes on and he tells us that if you take this water you have just prayed over and you set it in front of heavy metal music, or you put it in a plastic bottle and leave it in the heat, it loses its memory very quickly, and it's not good for very long. The ideal is to pray over the water that you're going to drink and then drink it. He says, think of it in terms of vibration. It's easy to understand that language, the language of vibration, the spoken word. It has a vibration. You know, if somebody says, you are a fool, how does that make you feel? What does it do to you? But if somebody says, I love you, how does that make you feel? Totally different vibration. Those are my words. Anyway, anything he says in existence has a vibration. If I were to draw a circle, the vibration of a circle would be created. Drawing a cross would create the vibration of a cross. So if I write the words love, then these letters put out the vibration of love. Water can be imprinted with these words, with these vibrations. Beautiful words have beautiful, clear vibrations, but negative words put out ugly, incoherent vibrations which do not form clusters in the water. The interviewer says, have you come across a particular word or phrase in your research that you have found to be most helpful in cleaning up the natural waters of the world? Dr. Emoto replied, yes, there is a special combination that seems to be perfect for this, which is love plus the combination of thanks and appreciation as reflected in the English word gratitude. Just one of these is not enough. Love needs to be based in gratitude, and gratitude needs to be based in love. These two words together create the most important and the most powerful of vibrations. So I'm telling you that now, and I'd like you, if you can, to write this down. Hello? Is somebody trying to talk? Okay, I will go on. So write this down. Write down the word love and write down the word gratitude, because you can stick these words onto your water and see some amazing changes. Now we will go on with David's discourse here.
When we bless water, we know through the teachings and the scientific demonstrations of Dr. Emoto of Japan that we can purify and charge water with light and frequencies of wholeness as virtues and divine qualities. It's essential that from now on, wherever we are, in our homes, in the world, in restaurants, that we place our hands upon, preferably above and below the water, and consciously charge it with light, purify it with the violet laser light frequencies, and for many people, they may desire to use either the St. Germain's elixir, which we sell, which is coral calcium, which purifies the water with a tad of silver, and also alkalines it virtually instantaneously.
So briefly, for those of you who don't know about St. Germain's elixir, you can obtain these. They come in little sachets that were inspired by St. Germain, and they are in our bookstore on the heartcenter.org website. If you do not want to go to that, if you don't have a computer, if it's not easy for you to use a computer, call this telephone number and just order it. You can call between 9 and 5 Mountain Daylight Time for more information or to order it. Do you have a pencil? Because here we go. 312-253-7600. That's weekdays between 9 and 5 Mountain Time.
We require water that is not compromised by all manner of man-made synthetic chemicals, sugars, etc. These vitamin waters, sugar drinks, power aids, etc., are all, as a whole, compromising our natural system. And it is essential that we really look at this closely, do our own study and research, and find out what our body temples require. There are numerous books on water. We know that it's somewhat of a standard that we drink 8 glasses of pure water a day. And in some cases, it's essential that we drink even more than this, especially if we're working outdoors, sweating a lot through working in the hot sun in our gardens. And there has to be the balance of the electrolytes within the water as salt and salt substances so that we have the proper biochemical balance within us.
Okay, what I'd like right now is, Barbara, if you would take a minute and share what you do with the labels on the water that you have in your household and anything you have noticed as a result, either in your family or your kittens, your cats, while I move this recording a little.
Okay. Well, for a while, we have done just what Dr. Emoto suggested. We just put a little sticky note on the front of the big water dispenser bottle. We have a purified water that we purchase from a local merchant, who interestingly enough is Japanese, and he sells reverse osmosis purified water in big blue jugs in several little places around the Dallas area. And anyway, we have a little dispenser for the blue jug in our corner of our kitchen, and I just tape this little sticky that says love and gratitude on the outside of the bottle. And every time I put a new bottle up, I take the sticky off of the empty one and stick it on the new one. And then as I put the bottle on there, I put my hands on the outside of the jug and I call to Alpha and Omega, and I call to the Buddha of the Aqua Teal Ray to bless the water that's in that jug and to return it to its original divine crystalline matrix from the heart of God, and then to charge it with the violet flame. And I also, I say thank you 3 times. And sometimes I toss other little stuff in there, whatever I feel moved to do at the moment. And our health is good. Our stamina level is pretty amazing because we're both fast approaching senior status, my husband and I. But it seems like we have the energy that we need to do what we need to do. We go from morning to night every single day, and our kids have not been sick for quite some time. And anyway, everybody loves our water, and the kids, when they have their friends over, they all send them into the kitchen to get a drink of the super water. That's what they tell their friends, that it's super water.
And, good. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
I'm going to mention right here that there is so much that can be said about the water today that I didn't know until I started looking into this. And I would encourage every one of you to look on the internet at home or in your local library and see what is happening to the water on our planet. There is now a documentary movie out that you can get through Netflix, or you can see the streamer online. Just enter the words in your search engine, or the letters FLOW, which stands for Love of Water. And you can put Flow, I think it's www.flowthemovie.com, and you will see the streamer that tells you a little bit about what's going on, which is absolutely horrendous. You learn about it. You learn about the World Bank and companies like Nestle's that are buying up rights to all the pure water on this planet. So you and I have to pay for it twice. Everybody on the planet has to pay for it twice. Once to our local water company, and then again for bottled water if we think that we must get it. In this documentary, we see how the companies are often taking the very same water from our taps and filling their bottles and selling it back to us. Sometimes they add chemicals to preserve it longer, and these may interact with plastic in the bottles. The plastic gets very hot or very cold while the bottles are traveling in trucks, depending on the weather, which accentuates the carcinogenic pollution danger. And some of you may be in the habit of using and reusing your disposable water bottles, like Evian, Aqua, Ice Mountain, Ozarka, Vita, etc. And by the way, Nestle's has many companies with different, and they all have different names, and unless you look at the very fine print, you don't know that they're all Nestle's. If you keep these bottles in your car or at work, they're going to suffer. In a nutshell, the plastic substances, which is called polyethylene terephthalate, phthalate, or PET for short, used in these bottles contains a potentially carcinogenic element, sometimes called diethyl hydroxylamine, or DEHA. And the bottles are safe for one-time use only. If you must keep them longer, it should be for no more than a few days, a week maximum, and keep them away from heat and extreme cold. Repeated washing and rinsing causes the plastic to break down, and the carcinogens can leach into the water that you're drinking, sometimes even before you have purchased the bottled water. I would mention here that there are 722 mentions of water in the Bible. John 3:5 says, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." That was Jesus. And he was explaining these two births to Nicodemus, when that's the famous scripture where he tells Nicodemus he has to be born again in the Spirit. We know that an infant, a baby being born, requires a womb of water and is usually born out in a gush of water and as it comes forth into the world. And then the water breaks and the baby comes forth. And then as we become adults, or as we become mature, as we grow, we become aware, at different ages for all of us, of a need for much more than what we have on the planet. And our spiritual self begins to grow. Our soul yearns for spirituality at that point. So now we will go on here.
Directly impacting and affecting the lives of people through challenges relating to water during this cycle of Cancer. And of course, the moon right now is in Scorpio, another water sign. So we have a double water sign, the sun and the moon. Here where I live, the water pressure was terrible almost during the entire time Mona and I were gone at the conference. And there were problems with the underground system and the pumping here. And I know of one of our council members had a challenge with a situation with wells on her property, water rights, etc. Some of you have had situations with flooding in your homes, our beloved Maria Men in Reigate. We are all affected by water in some way. We require water to water our gardens. Many of us are doing permaculture and growing our own organic fresh produce. It's essential that we have and look at the water that goes into our gardens to ensure that it is of the highest quality. We personally in our home use various filters. We even have a filter system in our shower to ensure that the water that we take into our body through our skin is as pure as possible. So it filters out harsh chemicals and the heavy metals and other substances.
Okay, I want to ask right now, I would like to find out what some of you have experienced with the waters in your household, in your towns, in your states where you live. If you have had any problems, if you wonder about fluoride, and Barbara, I'm going to have you go ahead and share this. Take over here for me for a minute while I change.
Okay.
and speak very loud.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. I have one little comment to make. A couple of years ago, I was just kind of wringing my hands a bit about some issues that were going on in my family. And when a friend was over, and she said that I should thank God for troubling the waters of my house. Because if you remember from the Bible, the story of the Pool of Bethesda in the New Testament, there's a story of how people would come to this pool and wait and wait and wait to be healed, and that every now and then an angel would come down and trouble the water. In other words, you know, cause the water to move in some fashion. And that was when it had the healing energy in it. And the first people to get in the water when the water was troubled would be healed of their ailments, whatever it was. But when the water was still, there was nothing happening. There was no healing action going on. So that's an interesting commentary, that when the water is troubled, it's indicative that there's some kind of action going on. Does anybody else have any information about or just would like to tell about their personal experiences with water or without water? That's another one, a flip side of it.
If you do, just hit *6 and you can share with us.
Well, this is Dwayne, and we have been told, California, here in Mount Shasta, that we have the cleanest water in the state. And I will say it tastes great, but we do the sun water, and we do put the positive words on it, and it is delicious to take, but I am concerned about the chemtrails in the area, so even more reason to bless it well with the Aqua Teal Light. We are told that the water takes, literally probably 100 or more years for it to go from this process of snow down to the earth, but passing through the earth with the chemtrails, that makes me concerned. By the time it comes into our faucet, though, my understanding that it's purified. I've heard controversial things about that, and people have attempted to communicate with local government and make a change, but we haven't seen that. So blessing is definitely very important these days.
Thank you for that. How do you make your sun water, Dwayne?
Well, we have these gallon jars that we actually got at a grocery stores, and we just fill it with water, and we put all of our positive statements on it, and then put it out on the porch for at least 3 hours of sunlight. It's important to bring it in before nighttime because you don't want the moon energy going into it, but 3 hours, you know, is actually adequate.
That's good. Yeah, that's what I have heard too. Three
mm-hmm.
to 4 hours.
Yes.
Sometimes if you have a day where the clouds are going over and you see the sun come in, the sun go out, and the sun come in, leave it out for an extra fourth hour.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Dwayne.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Would it be a good idea for us to get rain barrels and collect the rainwater, put positive statements on it?
Excellent idea. If you can collect rainwater, you should look, get somebody to do a little study for you or some research for you on the best way to collect it. Because if the water sits without being emptied out immediately, or if it's in a container that acquires dirt, in other words, you've got to put some kind of a like nylon net over the top of it. There's different ways to collect rainwater that are safe and very healthy, but you need to know how. because there's so much dust and pollution in the air sometimes now.
Well, if I collected rainwater just to use on plants or things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's
in a
great.
Rain barrel. My mother used to save the water from the washing machine and take it out and put it on trees.
That's good if it's the rinse water. You don't want to have soap
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it was the rinse water.
Right. My mother did that, too. That's great. Yes.
Yeah, we had a small orchard when I was growing up, and we lived in Colorado. And I remember one year in particular that we had a severe drought, and they had water rationing. And we were only allowed to water one day a week. And we were worried how we were going to keep our trees alive with that kind of a restriction. And we would siphon the bath water out the window with the garden hose to keep our trees alive. And we managed to save our orchard. Might have been a little shampoo in there with it, but it definitely kept our trees alive. You
well,
do what
that
you have
wouldn't
to do.
Hurt it either.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
One fortunate thing about the earth is that in most cases, the earth will purify the water as it goes down through it, unless the earth has been terribly polluted in the particular area. But in most cases, it will purify the water.
One thing I heard they were talking about doing in Chicago is that it's a pot city, too much cement. They're thinking of taking up all the alley cement ways and putting grass there so the water will have a place to go and there'll be less heat.
Yes, that's excellent. Excellent idea. I hope they do that.
I hope they do.
Okay, let's go on a little bit here. Because we want to cover everything, I'm going to read what David said here in some areas. He said, are we moving through our sun gazing toward the point where we have such vitality and radiance flowing through us, through our eyes and the orifices of our consciousness, that we simply overcome some of our karmic tendencies, our habit patterns, and even that which our parents have extended down to us through our DNA, which we can change by our consciousness? And then this is me speaking. Sun gazing is extremely valuable, and I want you to all be aware of it and take advantage of it. You don't have to be able to see the sun if you are blind. It's still okay. And the only time that it's safe to do it is the first 45 minutes in the morning as the sun comes up, and in the last 45 minutes before the sun goes down, and as it goes down. And the longer you do it, the more you should blink at it rather than just stare at it. But when you first look at it, when it's first coming up, if you know how to, you squint your eyes a little bit and you can see two suns, and you'll see these straws or these rays coming toward you, suck them up, go like that, and just feel those rays coming into your body and penetrating every cell. It will purify your body similarly to the way that the sun purifies water when you put it out there and make sun water or sun tea. If you would like to know more about sun gazing and you have a computer, simply click on the word teachings on the purple menu bar on our homepage of the Heart Center organization. And then click on the words spiritual practices. When that page comes up, you will see the words sun yoga on your left. And it has a wonderful, wonderful write-up that explains how to do sun gazing and what will happen to you. The man who wrote it personally claims, and I've met him and he's very honest, that he conquered leukemia by doing sun gazing. On the right side of that page, under spiritual practices, you can click on the words, imbibe your solar presence for a supernatural high. This is a wonderful article on lifting your spirits. As it tells how the sun is better than an antidepressant. It is healing. It is many, many things. David goes on to say that Jesus invites us today to be real, to be true to ourselves through the knowledge, the wisdom we have gleaned in all of our embodiments, and to simply make conscious choices day after day meal after meal, hour after hour. And in this being true to our highest self, we will accelerate. We will reach those states of higher consciousness that we desire, not as a means of self-glorification or ego-aggrandizement, but as an opportunity to serve at a greater level as beings.
God bless you, and more is coming soon, and I am an...
Be physically and spiritually pure so that you can fulfill your reason for being. I want to give you some current facts about the water problems we're dealing with. This is very, very important. Water is a $400 billion industry. It's the third largest after electricity and oil. And you know it takes about a third amount of a small bottle of water, of oil, in order to make your bottle of water. And yet the water actually is making more, cost us more than it does our gasoline. 1.1 billion people live without clean drinking water. On an average bottle of water costs 900 times the same amount of tap water. This year, Americans will spend $40 billion on bottled water. They have been brainwashed. 25% or more of all bottled water is simply repackaged tap water. Tap water regulations have more stringent government standards than bottled water. The amount of oil required to put one bottle of bottled water in your hand would fill, it would fill one quarter of that same bottle. 90% of used bottles from bottled water are not recycled. They're just tossed in the trash. Right now, millions of pounds of trash in the Pacific Ocean are enough to form an island twice the size of Texas. I can't imagine that, but that's what it said in these reports. 90% of that trash is discarded plastic, primarily plastic bottles. There are parts of the United States, India, and other areas of the world where the World Bank CEOs have gone in and taken over the wells, the springs, and other water sources, leaving only mud puddles for the farmers to raise their crops. The farmers sued in one case in Michigan where this happened, but they lost due to the highly paid law firms from the World Bank CEOs who kept appealing while the farmers and their citizens ran out of money. There are towns of poor people in other countries where these companies, such as Coca-Cola and Nestle, have devastated the water supply, leaving only contamination and poorly functioning plumbing and sick children in order to sell their bottled water and soft drinks. And the water in those towns where these people got it free is now coming through a pipe irregularly and sometimes not enough and sometimes very badly discolored and making the people ill, and they have to pay for it because the companies say, well, after all, we put in the plumbing. We now have been brainwashed to pay twice for our water, again, as I said, once to get it plumbed to our homes, and again in plastic, toxic bottles at the grocery store. So, what I'd like to do now is talk about what we can do about our water situation. Here's what you can do, and there are other things, and I'm sure that you will think of them and you can share them. Fill up a glass gallon or smaller jar of tap water and put it in the sunshine for 3 to 4 hours. You can leave it out there longer if you wish, but don't leave it out after the sun has gone down. Bring it in and use it up within 24 hours. To make it last longer, put notes on it that say love and gratitude, or you can even put the word kunsha, which is love and gratitude in Japanese. Or you can put it on whatever language you are comfortable. If you are comfortable doing it with Spanish, you can do it in that word. Because the vibrations come out, that's what's important. play classical music in the room with your water. There's a man who's quite an expert on all of this. His name, somebody needs to just hit star and mute because I'm hearing something break or fall. So, play classical music in the room with your water, and this man, David Sarita, who is an expert in this field, he takes his water every day and puts it right in front of his speaker and plays classical music. And he has noticed tremendous changes in his health. He went from very poor health into very excellent health just doing this. This enabled the water to flow through his body better. Other people take their water and they want to get more oxygen in it, so they pour the water back and forth a couple of times. And that oxygen, of course, is very important for us. You can pray over your water in love and gratitude. Praying out loud is a higher vibration. If you say your violet flame decrees or your prayers and your water is right there in the room with you, it's going to energize and empower your water. Thank the water each time you drink from it. Now, if you're in a situation where you are traveling and you're not sure about the bacteria situation in the water of the country you're going into, for instance, a number of us might be going to on a pilgrimage to Africa this fall. The best thing I know of to do, if you can do it, is put approximately 5 drops of regular Clorox bleach, not Purex, not lemon flavored, not any other vibration, but just straight 5 drops of regular Clorox bleach in your 8-ounce glass. Stir it and let it sit about a minute before drinking it, and you will have prevented food poisoning or other problems that come from bacteria. Missionaries do this all over the world. I might mention, when my mother-in-law came to visit me one year, she arrived with food poisoning from a restaurant she'd stopped at on her way driving here from Florida to Texas. And I didn't tell her this because she's not too open to my suggestions, but I put 5 drops of water of Clorox in her water, and she drank these glasses of water with the Clorox in it. She couldn't tell because it evaporates out within 1 minute. Clorox is not the same as completely different. There. Anyhow, it ended her food poisoning problem. She no longer had the runs. She was fine, and she said, "See, I didn't need your help." And I said, "I don't know about that," but she didn't know. So, another thing you can do if you are desperate is let a plain tap water gallon sit out for a few hours with only a gauze or nylon net covering it, so that any chlorine or fluorine can evaporate and the particles that might be in it can settle to the bottom. So if you have nothing else you can do and you need to use your tap water, just fill up that bottle, put a piece of nylon net over the top of it or some gauze, something that's very loosely woven, and just let it sit for 12 hours. That will work very well. If you want to be even more sure, put a handful of cilantro in your water container, especially if you suspect there's some heavy metals in it. You can also drink blended cilantro with frozen reconstituted apple juice regularly to pull out heavy metals. Heavy metals are something we all have a lot of to deal with these days, in the form of radiation, in some water supplies, and I hope you all call your local water supplier and find out what their recent readings have been. We get it in the mail every quarter, every 3 months. We get a reading from the local water supply that tells us what's going on in the water. What about ourselves? We require spiritual purification the same way as the water does. With prayer, with words of love and gratitude to the Father, Mother, God of ourselves and all whom we are one with. Plus, we need uplifting music. I have a book called The Power of Music, and it tells how heavy metal music can hard-boil an egg if you set it on the stage of a heavy metal band and wait for an hour. It destroys the egg. It cooks the egg, in other words. What does it do to their brains, I wonder? So prayer, words of love and gratitude and healing music are what we require also. since we are up to 90% water. And again, what is a good way to accomplish these things? Decrees, songs, and mantras said with other heart friends or on our mini broadcasts or replays of the broadcasts from our website or from the telephone. You can either hear our website programs with your telephone, or you can do it on a computer. And if you would like to know how to do either of these, call me at some other time, of course, and I'll go over it. Now, I want to tell you one last thing that is very, very helpful. We talked about sticking the words, printing printing words of love and gratitude, positive words, and putting them on our water. How do we do this to ourselves? Let me tell you the perfect way. There is a method called emotional freedom technique in which you simply take the fingers of your hands. You can use either one hand or both hands, and you tap the meridians on your body, the key meridians. And you say what you want to believe and know about yourself and what you want to see happen in your body. For instance, here's what I want you to do right now. I'm going to read to you a couple of affirmations, very short ones, maybe just one to start here. Maybe we'll just take one. Here's one. I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. I want you to do is say this with me right now. I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. Next, I want you to take your hands. You can take both hands or one hand and take your fingertips and just tap right down the middle of the top of your head and say, I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. Then, next, take your fingers and just above and to one, just above on your eyebrows, or just above your eyebrows, tap with both your hands or one hand and say, I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. Now take your fingers and tap right at the sides of your eyes, on the sides of your head, and say, I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. And now take your fingers and tap on the bone right under your eyes and say, I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. And see yourself as a flame purifying your body. Now, take your two fingers, your fingers of your hand. You don't have to use your thumbs, by the way, just whatever fingers are easy to use. And tap right under your nose and say, I am a flame of hope. I am a ray. Let's see, how's that go? I am a ray of hope. I am a flame of purity. Now do it right under your lower lip. You're on your chin. I am a ray of hope. I'm a flame of purity. Now do it on your, let's see, I think the next one is the collarbone. Do it on your collarbone. You can do it, use both hands here on the collarbone on either side, that bone that sticks out at the top of your chest, and say, I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. Now the next one is a little confusing to people for some reason. But if you just take your hands and put them under your arm, your right hand with your fingers about 4 inches under below your arm, it doesn't have to be exact, but whatever's comfortable, your left hand about 4 inches under your arm, and tap there. I am a ray of hope. I am a flame of purity. Now, take your two wrists, the inner aspect of both your wrists, and rub them against each other. Just rub them against each other, the two inner aspects of your wrists, and say, I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. Now, you can do this real fast. This is 9 points is all. You can do it very fast, and you can come up with your own words. Put down the words of what you want to believe. I like to use a scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And sometimes I will change it into, I am doing all things through Christ who strengthens me. And why I say that, I'm tapping these words into my body. Saying it out loud and tapping them into your body changes your whole attitude. It changes your whole day. It changes your life. Believe me, it has changed mine. Thank you. And now I would like to ask Autumn, if you are still there, Autumn, would you close in prayer for us and a sealing invocation?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good.
So we give gratitude to beloved Elohim Hercules for this teaching and for this opportunity to cleanse the waters within ourselves and the earth. We give glory to God for this divine opportunity to be co-creators in making and creating a new earth and the golden crystal age within ourselves and our earth. And we give thanks to our angels for being with us and all the sponsoring masters of our heart center and of our live streams for supporting us and being with us. And we claim the victory for each one on this call and for the planetary body of the healing of our emotional bodies and the purifying of the waters and learning from this teaching and being able to apply them to our lives. We give thanks to the Divine Mother and our Holy Christ Buddha Self for being with us, overshining us, and blessing each one of us. We call for the God protection of each participant and heart friend, and that they may be victorious in all their lives, endeavors, and their plans for this month coming up. And we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anna. Going to have a prayer. I'll take prayer requests from you over whatever you give us, and we continue to pray for it all week and on into the future. Okay? So, what prayer requests do we have tonight?
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi.
Oh, it's Lola. How are you?
Hi, Lola. Fine. How are you?
Yeah, it was a wonderful prayer meeting tonight. I just want to have a prayer for my mom that she continues to experience healing and that she is
request. Just hit star 6 and come ahead.
I'm Carlene.
Yes,
and,
Carlene.
My doctor says I have some kidney problems. My kidneys are not working as well as they. And
okay. Here's where the good water will be very helpful. Putting those words love and gratitude on your water and praying over it will help your kidneys, believe me. And holding your hands right on the back of you where your kidneys are will also help you and praying over them. And we will pray. And send those, we will visualize the light and the purification going into your kidneys when we pray tonight for you.
Thank you.
Hello, hey. Donna.
Yes.
This is Susan Jacob.
Hi, Susan. Great.
This, meeting tonight. I really enjoyed the couple that I've participated in. And I'm calling because, or speaking on behalf of myself, I've been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis for probably about a year and a half, and I'm just looking to see maybe what kind of suggestions you might have as well as prayers.
Okay, and I'm just going to tell you quickly the best thing as far as work on alkalinity. Usually people with rheumatoid arthritis have lots of little stored areas of acidity in their bodies. And that does not mean they have like that, no. But they have areas that are weak, and those areas are where the acids go, especially in joints. Celery juice is the best thing I know of over a period of time. celery juice just does miracles for me. I've had arthritis in the past. I do not have it now. I don't know what kind I had, but I couldn't move my fingers for a while at one point, and had it in my hip. And when I stay on a good healthy diet, which means I avoid gluten, most dairy products, and I do a lot of juicing, it all goes away. And now I'm to that point where I can recognize it immediately when it starts to come back if I overindulge. So celery juice has always been the best thing I know of.
Okay, thank you very much. I will give that a try.
And I will, Susan, what is your email address right now, quickly?
It's rsvba@yahoo.com.
VBA.
You have it.
I have it. I know I have it somewhere at yahoo.com. Okay,
yes.
I will try to send you something that may be helpful.
Thank you. I'm much appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other prayer requests tonight?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
If you could deposit Mother Hazel Stewart, she's still hospitalized, and as of yesterday, they said that she has a massive kidney failure. She is also now dealing with pneumonia. They are treating her for dementia. She's still on a feeding tube. She's unable to really swallow. She really can't speak any longer. So any prayers would be so appreciated.
Oh, yes, we sure will do that, Dee. And for her soul to be at complete peace in all of this, because this is a tremendous trial. Sometimes our greatest trials, tests, are at the as we come to our last days. I don't know if this is for her, but it sounds like it may be. Okay. Any other prayer requests?
Yes, this is Joyce.
Yes, Joyce.
I thank you so much for this evening. It blesses me so, and I want to bless everyone. I wish I could run around and tell everybody this, and I can't do that because they wouldn't believe me.
Well, you can do it right over the phone, and we feel it. You can just send your light right through the phone.
Yes. I do want to help heal the world and the people and all these things. And I wondered if I'm asking the Lord and all of you to pray that I would perhaps get, through a miracle of some sort, get some sight restored in my right eye, so I only have one eye, so I can be more able to read and more functionable.
Okay.
A miracle. I've had many, many eye surgeries. I've gone blind many times. I've had many surgeries, and they've always restored it enough that I could function and read, which would be a great help. And
okay. Good. We will pray
and bless people with what I read.
Yes, I can understand that. And sometimes if you're unable to, God's just going to bring you the words and bless you with his own messages to your heart. I've known that to happen to people in a wonderful way. We will pray for your sight situation. Okay, any other requests?
Hi, Donna. This is Shola.
Hi, Shola.
Hi. Can you please pray for this whole debt crisis situation, the debt ceiling with the government, that goes well for everybody? And then also for my sister's business, that it continues to grow and she gets her payments on time.
Okay. That's Lola.
Yeah, Lola.
Right. Okay, I've got that down here. And yes, and you're right about the debt crisis, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We need to all be praying for that. Okay.
Donna, can you?
Yes.
This is Autumn, and I guess I would like and request some prayer for my friend Tamar for her divine direction in her relationships.
Who is this again?
Autumn. It's Autumn.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, what was the name?
Her name is Tamar.
Tamar.
And yes, and her medication recently was increased because she got over maybe too excited.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a more sensitive time. So,
what is her condition?
Well, she's been diagnosed with bipolar, and recently in the last year she went to the hospital and went through a big ordeal, and so she's been doing better, and then she's now is meeting someone, having a new relationship, and so that has increased her adrenals, and her sensitivity, increased her sensitivity, and I'm just kind of asking for divine direction for her and for her protection, so that she knows at what pace to go and what is best for her stability. I guess her stability and wholeness. That's it. Yeah.
And protection. Yes, I can understand that. Mm. Thanks, Autumn.
Yeah.
Okay, any other requests?
Thank you.
Yes, this is Barbara.
Uh-huh.
We're in the process of getting our mortgage restructured, and pray for the best possible outcome.
Okay.
And for wait for it to go through well.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other requests?
Oh, Donna, can I add one more thing for my sister?
Sure.
Shola and Nick, we pray that they find, a way to deal with the day-to-day stress of finding Nick a good job, but that the job he finds is going to be a harmonious, good situation for him and for her, and make them, blessed in all ways.
Okay. That's Nick, right?
Yeah, Nick and Shola, my sister.
Nick and Shola, right.
Mm-hmm. Thank
okay.
you.
Got it. Okay, any other requests? If there are no more requests, then we will divide these up a little bit and pray for everybody. And let's see, Barb, if you're still there,
yes.
could you pray for Minerva, that's Lola and Shola's mother,
mm-hmm.
that she would experience healing, that she would be happy and not worry about her family members, that she would just rejoice. And if you would also pray for Lola's sister Shola and Nick, her significant other, for their job situations to be balanced, ideal, and good paying, and that he would find a permanent job. And then for Carlene, if you would pray for her kidney problems, the doctor has told her about, and if you would pray for Susan Jacob, who is dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. And Autumn, are you still there? Or Dee? Or Dwyn? If any of you are still there?
I'm here, Adana.
Okay.
Autumn's here.
Autumn, if you would pray for Hazel Stewart, Dee's mom, who's in the hospital. She's going through massive kidney failure, dementia, and problems with a feeding tube, all of that. That's Hazel Stewart, Dee's mother.
Okay.
And if you could pray for Joyce, who wants to be able to see through her right eye at least a little bit so that she could read and enjoy things that she was able to enjoy before and read to people.
Thank you.
And if you would pray for the debt crisis situation and for Lola, who is our doctor, and she has a lot of patients. She helps a lot of people who really can't afford medical care, and she needs to be paid. We just pray for her success with her business. And I'm going to pray for you, Autumn, and for Tamar and for Barbara. So Barbara, we'll let you start.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call to Blessed Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and your healing angels to surround Lola and Shola's mother, Minerva, to bring her comfort, to sustain her. I pray for her continued healing according to God's will for her life. And I pray for a spirit of joy to enter her heart, to ease her concerns about family members, to give her peace and vibrancy and joy within. And I pray for the improvement of the complete and total restoration to health of Carlene, help her find the right ways to deal with her kidney problems that will be successful immediately. Teach her the things that she needs to know to help her to alkalinize her body and to give her victory over these issues. And send your healing angels also to Susan Jacob to give her victory over her rheumatoid arthritis, to help her to embrace the situation, to become a divine alchemist and find helpful methods to improve her situation and to be the victor in this when we vote her victory. Also pray for Nick and Shola to find and secure and retain good jobs that will be stable and bring in the income that they need to live on and do all the things that you desire for them to do, O Lord. We call for the emerald green light to enfold each and every one of them and all of us, too, in its perfection, in its abundance, and in its healing and wholeness. And we thank you and accept it done. Amen.
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 Hey, Autumn.
Okay, yes. In the name I am, Bram, we pray for Hazel Stewart. We call to you, beloved Mother Mary, and we call to your oil of gladness and calmness and nurturing presence to please overshine and bless Hazel. We call for her to be free of pain and to be soothed by this emerald ray of healing balm. We call also to the violet flame angels of Saint Germain to lift her spirits and that she may be restored by this violet laser light and the aqua teal light flowing through her body temple. We call for her wholeness, her healing, and her joy, and that whatever she is has to do within this lifetime may be successful and victorious. Thank you for caring for the soul, and may angels of protection also be with her, according to God's will, wisdom, and love. I also call, we pray also for Joyce and for a master, ascended master of miracles, beloved Saint Germain and beloved host of the Lord, beloved Kuan Yin, may mercy's light be with Joyce. We call to the Elohim who is has the all-seeing eye of God, that if it is the cosmic joy and law that Joyce may receive her sight and be able to enjoy divine inspiration from reading and enjoyment in her life by being able to see. And if it is other than God's will that she may have all the ways that she has all the gifts of the Holy Spirit to enjoy life as she is, we bless you. And then we also call for the blessing and the abundance of Lola. we pray for her success in her business and her job endeavors, and that she may be blessed by her generosity of givingness by being paid for the work and the jobs and the doctrine of souls of light, and that she may be paid and be victorious in her work. With God's will, wisdom, and love, we accept this prayer, and that she may be abundantly blessed for all that she has given. And we all pray for the debt ceiling crisis to be blessed by the overshining masters, by beloved Saint Germain, El Moria, and the Ascended Masters of America. We call for a divine solution to come forth to this debt ceiling a crisis situation, for God's will, wisdom, and love to be manifest in this, in the government. Beloved Master Moria, we know that you are working with the situation, with the Ascended Master Saint Germain and the Great Divine Director, and we thank you, and we call with you, we work with you for this solution to come forth in our government now. All these prayers we ask according to God's holy will, wisdom, and love. And we are thankful. We are grateful. Amen.
And Father, we call right now for Father, Mother, God. We call to you and to the Father, Mother, Gods of all of those that have been mentioned. I particularly pray tonight for Tamar and for the balancing the correct amount of medication that she should be on for her bipolar situation. Help her in her new relationship and all relationships to be balanced and to possibly overcome this problem with the bipolar situation. We pray for the doctors that care for her to know exactly what needs to be done. I would pray for Barbara and Philip Gabbert for the mortgage that they need to have restructured, that this will be done correctly, wisely, and to their advantage, and that they will know it and see it happen, and it will be a great testimony to their family, their children, and all who know them. I pray today for Caroline Burdett, for her daughter Annie, and for the problems and challenges that Annie has with her addictions, for Kayla, for Anthony, the two children, little children that are involved, and for their father Tony. We ask for your light of purification to enter into all of these and into Caroline also as she cares for them in her home. May this family blossom and bloom and become balanced and free of all the problems of drug addiction that have occurred. And may the children grow up healthy, wise, and very loving and kind. We thank you, Father, tonight, Father, Mother, God, for, and we thank you, all of the angels and all cosmic beings who love us and love this planet. We thank you, Great Central Sun. We thank you, all of the masters who care for us and direct us and give us so much wisdom and insight as we work with you on this side of the world. We pray that the water that we work with, as we put our hands out and bless the waters of this planet, will change and will become purified and right and good. It will help us to do this regularly to the maps that we have hanging on our walls and in our magazines. May we put our hands on these waters and see them purified. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Okay, everyone.
Amen.
Have a good week, and we will see you at the end of August.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you.